This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And of course, New California State, the big news for New California State is, of course, California, the state, credit downgrade is coming. That's being predicted right now. If you look into some of the records, you'll find that some of the banks are backing away from investing in California and also by way of bonds. So even by their own admission, an article that was filed today in Real Clear Politics, it's interesting because you don't find these kind of things happening all the time, you know. When you're predicting the largest state in the union and a credit downgrade, and what that's going to implicate is, of course, the only thing that keeps California afloat right now is their high credit rating. Now, we have talked about this on Agenda 21 Radio and, of course, the New California State Movement. We've been predicting this sort of thing going on, and now here it is, the first chink in the armor, so to speak, that has come about from the actual news sources, aside from Chris Street. Now, Chris Street has been superb in his assessment of what's been going on in California, and predicting that we in California would be right exactly where we're at right now, in distress in the first quarter of 2020. But in an article today that came out by Real Clear Politics, written by Adam, and I'm butchering the name, Andrzejewski. He claims, it says, they're suing California, the state, his organization, in order to get the checkbook, to find out what the accounting system is. Now, we've reported to you over the last year, they're not showing any information, the state of California. They just stopped. Now, this Andrew Andrzejewski, is co-founder of OpenTheBooks.com. dedicated to posting all government spending online related topics. Now, they've done a really thorough, good look at this. And, of course, this is not something that's new. Chris Street, our own Chris Street, has been auditing the books because he knows how. He's a former county treasurer. He knows how. And he's been auditing the books at the state for, well, ever since they stopped reporting. See, it's mandated by law that they have to report what's going on, what money's coming in, what money's going out, receipts, and so on. And the auditor is the one who produces this. Well, and I could be wrong a month off on this, but as I recall, last year we were reporting that there seemed to have been some problems with the reports that were coming out of Ms. Yee's, the controller's office last year in February. They got the February report, which comes out like March 10th or something like that, you know, that sort of thing. So you get the actuals through the month. And then on March 10th, Chris was looking at it when we were talking. He said, well, you know, they're not just not reporting everything. There's something wrong with this report. And so finally in March, so that would be like the April 10th deadline, there was no report. It came and went. And we were back and forth and back and forth and back and forth on the phone. Why isn't there a report? See, we watch these things because we know the trajectory of the financial implosion for California. We get that. And, of course, it's all starting to shape up that way. Now, Donald J. Trump, gosh, the Donald is in the way of all this. Because of his superb economy, it's kind of buoyed California. And that's fine. That's good. Good for some. But the misery of California facing its eventual demise is just kind of being forestalled for a month or two, or not really that many. But now this report is a blockbuster report. And this comes from a completely independent source other than Chris Street and Paul Preston. Of course, I'm not the financial guru like Chris is, and I know these big numbers and how they work and how they flow. We've seen these things over years. But because when big numbers go bad, they go really bad, and they really affect large swaths of the population. So this is going to affect everybody. Now, one of the things that's in the article that it's really, really incredible, and I write this at the beginning of the article, says New California State predicted that last year, when the state's controller, Betty Yee, stopped producing the monthly audit reports required by law, Chris Street has made numerous attempts to get the reports, but over the course of almost 1 year, there has been no reports coming. Street has been able to determine what was the actual every monthly report from other sources, and it has been telling the world that California was going to have a credit downgrade that would occur in March or April of 2020. You know, it was pretty obvious. So, geez, here it is. It's now. Will the downgrade come in February is the question now, a month earlier. It says, to lessen the financial blow, the state upped the 3 months of the state's primary election and is making sure that there are school construction bonds being floated on the ballot to the tune of $27 billion. And once the bonds are voter approved, the money will come into the state coffers. If the past is any indicator, look for the state to use the money to pay bills, not to build schools. That's just exactly what they do. Here it is. You know, how about your, Chris Street said we pay $1.27 or something like that more than any other state in gas tax. How are your roads these days? And that's supposed to be to fix the roads. Where's that money going? Where is that money going? Well, now listen, we have some answers. We have some answers, and by the way, other parts of the answers that are out there include, are you ready for this? Other parts of the answers include, you know, what about payments to PERS and STIRS? Retirement systems? All right, here is the blockbuster takeaway. And listen, if you're driving a vehicle right now, your seatbelt is on, your hands are in the 10 and 2 position, you're not speeding, just slow down as I start to go through this number. Because you're just going to be absolutely blown out by this. It says, it is, of course, unimaginable and laughable that the state that is home to Silicon Valley can't put basic transparency tech in place. The state's feigned tech literacy begs the question, what are they trying to hide? Now listen to this. What are they trying to hide? Taxpayers in California certainly want to know what's happening to state funds. No, I do. it shouldn't take subpoenas and litigation to find up to, listen to this, $320 billion in annual state payments and show taxpayers how their money was being spent. She cannot account for $320 billion last year. She can't find the receipts, she says. Hello? Hello? Anybody out there listening? You're still in your car, safe and secure, I suppose. You know, that was billion, not million. To find up to $320 billion in annual state sales receipts. She's lost them. She can't find them. She can't account for $320 billion. Where'd that money go? Now, this is just absolutely incredible. Well, it went to China. You know, between the last hour, I did talk to one of our Chinese experts, a real Chinese expert from big on high up. And I said, gee, it looks like this is where the money has gone, to China. He said, that's exactly right. China is extorting billions of dollars right out of California every year. And now it's just coming to light. It's $320 billion is the tab. That's what we give to the Chinese government. I want you to think about that. $320 billion lost. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
I guess, you know, this whole thing about, sorry for jumping in here because I'm so excited. So if there's missing $320 billion last year from the state of California, that's a problem. I'll tell you why. Missing $320 billion last year. Excuse me. I know I got a cold, but that's not a cold coughing. That's a choking thing going on here right now. So the state of California, I mean, just follow me on this. I mean, we're off script. Let's just face it. We are off script. We're so far off script. Okay. So we're missing $320 billion. Hello. That's what the article says. I mean, it's not my numbers. It's Andrew's or Adam's number. From Andrew Jensky, and he's from, what's this group called? Founder of OpenTheBooks.com. Hello. And they've reported in California they're missing $320 billion. Can't find the receipts for $300 billion. Now, $320. Now, listen, billion. Come on. Sorry about that. Anyway, so $320 billion. Is missing. Some of that's got to be, do you think, federal money? Shocking. 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 Federal money. What do you think Donald J. Trump's going to do when he's, that's not just a little amount of money, is it? That's a large amount of money. $320 billion. You think the president's going to take note of that today? I think he already has the memo, actually. Just me. Just me thinking out loud. So what does that mean? Hello? What that means is this, real simple. California is completely insolvent right now. If they get the downgrade, which it looks like they're going to get, if they get this downgrade, it's over for them. They will not be able to finance anything, even if they get the $27 billion, which the voters may approve. I hope they don't, and I'll tell you why, because of obvious reasons. When you're missing, would you seriously give a state that is missing, doesn't have the receipts for it, can't claim it, where did it all go, Betty? Where did it all go? I mean, would you lend to people like that? Thinking you can get your $27 billion back? Now, here's the deal. I don't think so. They will not get it back. Now, here's the deal. $27 billion is going to be asked for and requested through the next election cycle. That's what's going to happen. They're going to try and get something. $27 billion. And they say, oh, we're going to build schools. BS. They're not going to build schools. They're going to put that money in the general fund to use it. It's $26 billion per year just to operate the government. Now, here's the deal. They're not paying their vendors. We know that. I go up and down the state, and I ask people all around and say, hey, California been paying? No, not paying. There's nothing going on. They're not paying. So that's a clue. We've been getting this clue for a couple of years now. It's getting more intense. So why would you do, and of course there's a lot of demand, Chris Street brought this out, there's a lot of demand by vendors now, say, oh, no, we will do business with you, but you got to pay either up front or at some other way. Okay, this is what they're looking at. So California is broke as a joke right now, and I don't think with this kind of reporting going on about a missing $320 billion, and is the Fed going to step in? Is this really, you know, of course, I'm going to read you this. We're going to go back to this article here, and it's on newcaliforniastate.com. Yeah, it's soon to be on the other one, the new one. This is the story about New California Can Happen. I'm going to read you this story because this is a story. It's been up on our website for a couple of years. Like we're an old state now. Well, we 2 years ago, we declared independence, folks. New California could become the next West Virginia. This is written by Mark Topscott, okay? Originally published on 28th of February, 2018, so that's just a little over a month after we declared independence. Actually, this came out earlier than this, but it came out actually about 2 weeks, I think, after we declared independence. And then it was ultimately published on the 28th. And we pulled this one off, the one that was published on the 28th of February. And then, let's see, we updated it. It says, Secession was banned for all time when the northern states defeated the Southern Confederacy in the Civil War. Well, no, it wasn't. Now, this is from an article. University of Tennessee school professor Glenn Harlan Reynolds looks at the precedents and concludes it could happen, meaning New California. This is the title of the article, New California Could Become the Next West Virginia. This is the article. About a month after we declared independence, he's writing this. In back, actually, the thesis, I think he put it out after about two or three weeks after we declared. It's quite a large document. So there's been some paraphrasing that went on by Mark Topscott. It says, in fact, University of Tennessee law professor Glenn Harlan Reynolds sees the following scenario as a possibility not out of the question in the near future. Okay, so that was 2018. It's now 2020. See, and this, Chris has been spot on all along. When we first started the whole New California, we said, "Well, what is the financial picture for California?" Because we've long known that California's real Achilles' heel is its financial situation. they can only go on so long until they run out of other people's money all at one time. And the big gig that they've been able to do is they've been able to float bonds. They pay their bonds off. They pay enormous amounts of interest fees on these bonds. The bond dealers love them because of the high rates. They just, it's manna from heaven is what it is. So that's part of the problem. It says, in fact, University of Tennessee law professor Glenn Harlan Reynolds sees the following scenario as a possibility and not out of the question in the near future. Says, quote, now I'm quoting his article and his statement in, from his little thesis that he wrote. In the summer of 2021, following California's financial crisis and CalPERS pensions collapse, public employees supporting Democrats from the California General Assembly absented themselves from the state, preventing a quorum so that legislation slashing pension payouts could not be passed. Okay, let me explain this so you all understand what we're talking about here. They absented themselves, preventing a quorum so that the legislation slashing pension payouts could not be passed. So in his scenario, and there's more to the article when this has been paraphrased from on Topscott's part, he's theorizing that California is in financial collapse by 2020, the summer of 2020. And in that collapse, the governor calls in the General Assembly. He wants the Assembly and the Senate to come together to pass legislation, in other words, to slash payouts going to pensions, right? To stop it. He's raiding the pension funds is what he's doing. That absent stretch turns into days and weeks. Now, let me explain absent, and then we're going to come up for a break. It means that the Assembly and Senate members, rather than to show up in the hall, rather than to show up in the Senate and in the Assembly to pass the legislation, they leave. They absent themselves so that they won't have a quorum, so they can't vote. Clever. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
We're talking about this article that was written 2 years ago by Glenn Harlan Reynolds about New California State. And, of course, in light of this information that's come out about California's missing $320 billion last year alone. Unbelievable. And, of course, credit downgrade's coming. This is the whole article that was written in Real Clear Politics today, and we've got it up. So we were theorizing along with looking at the article that was published last year, 2 years ago, by Glenn Harlan Reynolds, a University of Tennessee professor. And he's giving a scenario as to how this whole collapse will come about and New California will be formed. Okay, so it involves exactly what we're talking about right now, a financial collapse, which is happening right now in California. It's happening. It's undeniable a financial collapse is here in California. It's that giant, the sucking sound you've been hearing for a long time. It's about to get really loud. So he goes on and he's theorizing about what could happen and what this would look like in the future to create New California. Quote, in the summer of 2021, following the California financial crisis and CalPERS pension collapse, public employees supporting Democrats from the California General Assembly absented themselves from the state, preventing a quorum so that legislation slashing pension payouts could not be passed. You might remember what happened in Oregon. After this article was published, the Oregon Senate, on the Republican side, walked out on two occasions last year. Remember? The first occasion, they absented themselves and would not, which prevented a quorum in the Oregon State Senate. Why? Because they did not want to pass the same bill by Senator Pan up here in down here in California, the inoculations bill. It was a template. They took it from California. They're going to pass it in Oregon. And the senators absented themselves and left the state. So they couldn't have a quorum. They did the same thing several months later in June. And what they did is they left the state when, guess what? The California Air Resources CARB bill came before them. They said, oh, no, we're not going to do that and ruin trucking. So they absented themselves again, and they put a kibosh to the whole thing. This is the technique. I'm sure they read this article and figured this one out. That absence stretched from days into weeks, and the state government, this is going back to the article, largely shut down for lack of funding. Seizing on this moment, 34 counties from the eastern and rural parts of what was then California organized themselves and sent representatives to Fresno, where those representatives declared themselves the new official California General Assembly and designated individuals of their choice as the new official governor and attorney general. This is exactly what we have set in place already, by the way. It's in place for New California. This is from the article 2 years ago. The new legislature and officials were quickly recognized by President Donald Trump, who's signing his authority under the Insurrection Act in Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, deemed them the official government of the state and sent federal troops from the 101st Airborne Division to Fresno to ensure that what he called leftovers of the old failed state government were unable to cause trouble. President Trump's recognition was echoed in a joint resolution of the Republican-controlled Congress, which perhaps anticipated the addition of two new Republican senators. And that's a fact. That is a fact. Far-fetched, fanciful, not at all. Reynolds argues that in Spitsylvania, which is the article this came from, state secession and what to do about it, available in abstract from this thing. He argues this exact same thing. In addition to being a law professor, Reynolds is the founder of the longtime proprietor of Instapundit.com. He's the Instapundit guy. Intrastate secession isn't exactly new in the United States. West Virginia was one part of Virginia, for example, and Tennessee was once part of North Carolina, though that evolution was less fraught, Reynolds writes. But in recent years, we've seen a number of states facing calls to split from inhabitants of regions who feel effectively underrepresented. Shocking! In New York State, for example, there have been repeated calls to split the state, to split upstate New York from New York City region. Shocking again. Again, this was written 2 years ago after we declared independence. We declared independence, and he wrote this article. Why did he do this? Because he recognized the one thing you have to do if you want to split a state is declare independence. Hello? There have been other state movements as well, some larger and noisier than others, to split Chicago off from the rest of Illinois, break Texas into six separate states, and to create two new states out of the eastern sections of Washington and Oregon. California, though, remains the place where a determined citizen movement may be most likely to pressure or pursue a successful intrastate secession, a la West Virginia's withdrawal from the Commonwealth of Virginia during the Civil War, according to Reynolds. Perhaps better publicized is Silicon Valley's Tim Draper, his plan to split California into six states, one of which would be essentially Silicon Valley's own preserve. Though Draper's plan did not make the 2016 ballot, it served as a useful outlet for complaints about underrepresented parts of the state, Reynolds said. Note, the Tim Draper plan, known as Cal 3, was started in August of 2017 and by April 2018 had collected 600,000 signatures for a new petition to divide California, this time into three states. In June of 2018, the petition collected significant numbers of signatures to qualify as an initiative on the 2018 general ballot. In July 2018, the California State Supreme Court blocked the measure known as Proposition 9 from appearing on the November ballot. The three-state initiative, Prop 9, had gathered enough signatures to qualify for the November ballot. 9 days after opponents filed a lawsuit, the court issued a unanimous order removing the measure from the ballot and ordering further legal arguments on whether it should be placed on another ballot in 2020 or struck down altogether. They did this because Tim Draper was not following Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution. They tossed it. It was unconstitutional. Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution is very clear. If you want to form a new state, you have to get the permission of the state legislatures concerned. You don't have a ballot. You don't have a vote because that involves the governor, and the governor and the executive are totally irrelevant in this process, as is the courts, Jefferson. It says, in order to be successful, though, Reynolds suggests that it must also please the residents of inland and northern California who feel the California state government, with its heavy interest in the Los Angeles and San Francisco Bay areas, views them with indifference or even hostility, which is true, right? Reynolds also points to a second, more moderate effort to split California into two states by sundering the coastal areas into one jurisdiction with the latter into another. This is the latter is known to be, quote, New California. There you go. That's how it's going to play out, guys. You can see this one coming a mile away. In a year, New California will be a reality. It will be in the hands of the Congress. 1 year from now. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on.
If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Said it wouldn't happen. Well, it's happening right in front of your very eyes, New California. Don't you love it when a plan starts to come together? I do. I think it's a wonderful thing. Let's see. Looking at some emails, people calling in and saying, or chiming in anyway, on what's going on with New California, this whole financial calamity. Yes. To say the least, it's a financial calamity. Massive crowd awaits Trump in rally in blue state. Shocking. Wait till he comes out to California. He's coming out in next month. Right. Sean Hannity previews his game plan for interview with Trump. Okay, well, I want to check this out. Now, this, he's having a rally in Jersey, New Jersey, and to my New Jersey friends out there, I know. Massive crowds for Trump's New Jersey rally amid impeachment fight. Shocking, really? Try to impeach him, brothers. This is all going to be expunged and everything else. Says Representative Van Drew to join Trump at rally. Oh, this is the big one. Here we go.
As you know, he used to be a Democrat. Because of all this impeachment, he just switched to the Republican Party.
Switch
Good morning to you, sir. And thank
Good morning.
You, Kevin. Good morning. Could, sir, tell the folks at home why you decided specifically to switch parties.
Well, there's a whole lot of reasons, but basically it's what I call the lurch to the left. So much of what the Democratic Party was when I started, and it is not what it is right now. You know, I believe in American exceptionalism, the greatness of America. We aren't just like any other nation in the world. I don't believe in sanctuary cities, sanctuary states. I don't believe in open borders. And as time went along, it just became more and more apparent to me, besides the impeachment issue, that the party had changed and wasn't the big tent that I was used to, and that it was time for a change.
Sure. And you made a very big change because you would not vote for impeachment as a Democrat. You switched offices, parties, that is to say, and now you are a Republican. Well, curious your reaction to how the president's team presented his side of the case yesterday. We're going to play some sound bites with Alan Dershowitz and Robert Ray and Pam Bondi, and then get your reaction. Stand by.
Article 1. Democrats don't like President Trump. Article 2, Democrats can't beat President Trump.
Hunter Biden's decision to join Burisma raised flags almost immediately.
For the Senate to remove a duly elected president on vague non-constitutional grounds, such as abuse of power or obstruction of Congress, would create a dangerous precedent. I'm sorry, House managers, you just picked the wrong criteria.
So, Mr. Van Drew, what did you make of the way they presented things? Because we heard the House managers for three jam-packed days present information. And then yesterday we actually heard some sound bites from the Democrats. And then the Trump team would turn around and say, now, why didn't the House managers present this exculpatory testimony that essentially exonerates the president?
Well, first of all, that was long, long testimony with the House managers. That was pretty painful. But in any event, the point here is, if we care about our republic, if we care about our Constitution, it is so clear so many times in so many ways, whether it was Ben Franklin when he said, give you a republic if you can keep it. Mm-hmm. This would begin the demise of the republic. You cannot use impeachment as a tool that is political. Impeachment is a very serious issue. And we know that it was so serious that the founding fathers really debated and discussed how and what they should put in there because they never wanted to use it as a political tool. Now we're getting to set up a precedent where each time we don't like a president or a president does something that we don't care for, we're going to use impeachment. That will destroy the republic. It's right. Not good. And I think their points were well made. We have to move on. My God, this has gone on for years now. It's cost millions of dollars. It's cost so much time, so much good work we could have gotten done that we haven't gotten done. I just feel that there's a lot of Americans that just feel like saying, stop.
So, Congressman, I understand that Chris Christie and as well as the president talked to you and helped you make the move and let it think you're reflecting in the community. But you also have a voting record, which is a lot of you oppose the president a lot. Are you going to stop opposing the president? You're going to switch on all the views?
No, I'm going to still be myself. And when they say you oppose the president a lot, when it was really most of the important and significant issues, whether it was, in fact, the first vote I took was to vote no on Nancy Pelosi, to not vote for her as speaker. The most important vote that we've had, I think, has been impeachment. And I made it very clear, both on the inquiry and also on the impeachment itself, that I was a no vote.
Right.
So I'm going to represent my people. I'm going to represent my state. But when it comes to these really important and significant issues, I think I'm going to be in a good spot. You know, the president knows my voting record. He knows me. And, when we met in the White House and spoke for well over an hour, I think he understood me. I certainly understand him. And I am proud that he's our president. I've thought he's done a good job. I've spoken very clearly on that often, and I will continue to do so.
Was Van Drew joining the Trump rally today? And of course, this is what's going on right now. This is the teeming, sprawling lines, they say, were forming overnight in the Jersey Shore destination of Wildwood in anticipation of President Trump's campaign rally scheduled for late Tuesday in a show of support by Trump's faithful amid the bruising impeachment fight in Washington. The scene is striking, considering, listen to this, Jersey's political reputation as a blue state. But as Rep. Van Drew suggested Tuesday, the southern part of the state where Trump is heading may be more MAGA-friendly. I can tell you one thing, New California, we need Trump's help to become a state. And we're going to become a state. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Things at the sun barely up. I can see a peak of sunrise, but I don't feel any warmer than I did at 4 a.m. when I did my first live shot here. By the way, this Jersey Shore here, Donald Trump very familiar with this Jersey Shore because he ran a few casinos 45 miles up the coast here. So he's used to Jersey's beach and boardwalks. And look at the scene here he has never seen before. This is bigger than any casino opening he ever had. So next to the sea of blue to our left, you can see a sea of red. So a lot of support here in this very blue state of New Jersey, but not blue in this tip of New Jersey. That's the little tip you see, Cape May County. He won this district by 5 points, and it looks like, judging from this crowd, he may win it again easily. So Jeff Van Drew, who was on Fox and Friends just moments ago, was a local dentist and talked about switching parties, and I bet that was probably worse than the hardest tooth he ever pulled as a dentist. Here's some of what he told you.
He asked me what he could do to help me, and I said, this would help me so much if you came and had a rally. And without even blinking an eye, he said, I will be there. He's a man of his word. He is coming. We're going together, and it is going to be a great day for South Jersey, and it's going to be a great day for the United States of America. This is really exciting.
And Jeff Van Drew should be excited because he's going to need all the support he can get in what's going to be a tough race to win election as a Republican for the first time in his political career.
Wow. You know, Jeff Van Drew. And, of course, Trump will be out in April. Huh. Gee, I wonder what he's going to do out here in April. I really wonder what he's going to do out here in April. Well, I think us new Californians know what he's going to do out here in April. Yeah, get on board the New California Movement, newcaliforniastate.com, or actually ncs51.com. We're doing two websites right now because we've got one going to the other and that sort of thing, so we don't want you to miss out on all the action. You can catch up on the news station, news information and so on from New California State. Also, we have the article up there that we're talking about in terms of California's financial collapse, which is exactly what is happening right now to California. The collapse is on. The collapse is on. And probably going to see some companies downgrading the credit rating of California. It's now a AA+, but soon to be less than that. Don't know where the bottom's going to be. But once, you know, this news gets out about California missing, can't account for, are you ready for this, last year, $320 billion they can't account for. My consultant on China told me 2 hours ago it all went to China. I want you to think about that, folks. $320 billion. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're Cindy Dow and SOS. To the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.